This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
But it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Which tonight is brought to you by Sunday Night Baseball. You can hear Sunday Night Baseball every single Sunday right here on 98.7 ESPN, presented by Nissan. And you deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. I know you didn't care about the Ryan Clark answer on Carson Wentz.
Oh.
But it was very interesting.
It was interesting. But, I mean, we had him for a limited time, and you got to get into the Washington Commanders quarterback?
It's a divisional. Come on.
You're better than that. Maybe you're not.
No, I'm not. And that's who you're going to be fighting with to try to stay out of the
basement. Did you hear, by the way? You're like, I mean, Dave, the Washington Commandos are at a different level than the Giants. And he's
like, my commies.
He's like, Eagles, Cowboys, and you can flip a coin on those other two. They're not in a much different category, Peter.
I don't believe it. I think Ryan will be proven wrong.
Okay.
I hope.
That's
really,
fine.
I really, really hope.
So what does that mean? If you guys go 8-9 and we go 6-11, you just be like, yeah, see, I told you we were better, huh?
I would say that 8-9 and 6-11, yeah. There's a huge – let's be honest. There's a huge – you feel totally different about 8-9 and 6-11.
Let me just see how it plays out. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, let me see how it plays out, and then we'll reconvene with this guy.
Although I admit, I'm not confident in our quarterback situation.
At least I feel like the Giants finally have guys running the team that are competent. I don't know that you can say the same about Washington.
You don't. I'm asking this not rhetorically. I'm seriously questioning. You don't think that Rivera's competent?
I think Rivera's competent. I don't know.
Take you to the next place.
Yeah, I don't know that their management is at a level where I look at Washington and say, boy, that team is heading in the right direction at all.
They went out
and traded like legitimate talent to bring in Carson Wentz.
Here's why I don't feel good about the organization at this moment. The fact that they're trotting back out the defense again without improving it and sending them back out with Jack Del Rio again. Like, I was out on Jack Del Rio after that playoff game against Tampa 2 years ago. This doesn't have anything to do
defense
with
defense should be okay, though, right? Should okay. Be, I mean, although Chase Young is certainly not healthy.
Well, I heard something terrible. I spoke to my friend J.P. Finley this week from
all
NBC
right.
Sports in Washington. He said he wouldn't be surprised if Brian Robinson, the running back who was shot this week, he wouldn't be surprised if Robinson is back before Chase Young.
Really?
That worries me.
Well, Chase Young's on IR, right?
He was.
Or he's on the PUP. He's on the physically.
He's now on PUP.
Right, so which means what? He can't play the first 4 weeks of the season?
No, is it?
I think he's not allowed to, or maybe he's on, I think so. I think he's out for at least the first 4 weeks of the season.
God, you hate an injury at that point in the year that costs you well into the next year.
He's so good, too.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Dave.
Quite frankly, titillating.
And good evening to myself.
Michael Kay is an old man.
Let's say good evening to Don and Harry.
Because Michael gets on me, thinks I'm too old to shovel.
You are.
And one more time to Don and Harry.
You're a big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
One of our callers. Caller?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't like Michael.
No.
Thank you. Are you curious to hear... Honestly, I'll base it based on whatever you
say. Oh, I like that. Like almost like a choose-your-own-adventure here in ENN.
Do you care about hearing what Zach Lowe of the Low Post podcast had to say about the Knicks for walking away from the Mitchell deal?
Yes.
You do care?
Like emphatically do, yes.
Oh, because he's a very knowledgeable man. Let's hear from Zach Lowe.
I don't hate the Knicks drawing a line in the sand, even if it was a confusing, blurry line in the sand and just saying too rich for our blood. I get why it hurts. It does hurt. It would have been exciting to have a young star who wants to be there, who's from the area, who gives you some direction. The direction to me is just less clear than the direction in Cleveland. And so you live to fight another day, and it's just I'm not as mad at it as other people are.
Well, so you know what he's been saying. He's in lockstep with us.
Yeah, I agree with him. I'm just this outrage. When you look at what they were going to potentially deal, and I like Donovan Mitchell. There was a trade that I would have been a big fan of. It would have to mean that I keep R.J. Barrett. But I just this outrage of how you've just soiled yourselves again. It's just awful. I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have outrage just for outrage's sake. I don't believe in that.
I think you and I got this right. I really do.
I think we did also. I stand by it. And even when, you know, Stephen A. came on yesterday and he freaked out about it and Han was so upset and people were so bothered by it. When you look at that trade and what they were asked to give up for Donovan Mitchell, that's a lot, Peter. And I think for once, I think they did the right thing.
I want you to know I just downloaded the tickets for the match.
Oh, that's right. You're going to watch Serena. So how's this working again? You're getting into the... So is Natalie, like, waiting downstairs for you now?
Let's see where she is. Natalie, she was calling an Uber about 10 minutes ago. Let me check her location, see if she's left.
Oh, so you're going to be doing this in an Uber?
No, she's taking the Uber up to me.
To your car?
Correct.
She's going to drive your car. Will you sit in the back like some kind of a society person?
Society person? No, I will not.
So you'll sit in the front as she drives you, chauffeurs you really to this event while you do a big radio show.
That's exactly what's going to happen. And then I'm going to have to hope.
It's amazing to me.
Let's see how long it says the traffic is right now to Ash. What's your prediction? From the Upper West Side to Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Good.
No, that's going to be terrible. I'm going to say 1 hour and 22 minutes.
Wow. Well, guess what? As of right now, 48 minutes.
That's. You know what? You should go right now.
just
forget it. Just forget about everything I said. Just get in the car and go.
If you could get it at 48 minutes on Labor Day Friday.
If I said I'll carry this baby home, would you just go right now?
Not during ENN.
No. Okay. You know what? Good. At least you have a little bit of
dignity,
respect for the show.
Self-respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Respect for this program.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Thank you
Scooch.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's you say a
bye,
second.
Buddy. Have a great life.
Okay. Let's hear from Brian Windhorst, also on the Donovan Mitchell of it all. He was on with Barton Hahn earlier, and he says Donovan Mitchell was very nearly a New York Knick.
This deal, from what I can understand, Donovan Mitchell was almost a Knick on Sunday and Monday. It almost happened. And I think that even as of yesterday morning, I think that I could have still seen it come together. There was emotions on both sides here that I think ended up playing in and sent Donovan to the Cavs.
Windhorst was asked if the Knicks will regret the decision-making process with regard to this trade.
What the Knicks, I think, had to get to a place with was, would they be okay not getting Donovan Mitchell, knowing that they wouldn't have overpaid? Are they comfortable today saying, okay, we didn't get this star player, but at least we didn't overpay? That's a tough one. That's a tough one when you don't know the future. And especially early in the season, if the Knicks struggle and Donovan Mitchell is great in Cleveland, which there's a good chance he will be, the Cavs needed scoring. I could see him being a really good fit there out of the gate. You know, that could potentially hurt. And, you know, ultimately what they do with those picks is where it's going to get defined.
What do you make of that?
I think he's right. I think it's unknown. We know what Donovan Mitchell is. What are these picks going to turn themselves into? And what would, you know, R.J. Barrett? I mean, that's the one that I can't get over. So I think this is a wait and see for me. What's next for the Knicks, right? I mean, is there another star down the road that becomes available that the Knicks get involved with and they have so many picks that they're the front runner for that guy? I don't think you can tell the entire story as we sit here right now.
Here's my question for you. And it has nothing to do with Donovan Mitchell or the Knicks.
I have a question too.
Okay.
A little off topic, but so you go first.
Mine was going to be that it's being reported. We haven't gotten this once today. that there's going to be a 12-team college football playoff. What are your T's?
What are my teams?
T's. It's short for thoughts. What are your thoughts?
That's too many for me. I don't want to see 12 teams.
How do you even
12?
How do you do a bracket with 12 teams?
Well, I guess you go four byes. Andrew and I were talking about this before the show.
Four byes,
5, 12, 6, 11, 7, 10, 8, 9.
I mean, 12 is what the NFL was, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, it's four byes. Yeah, okay.
But, 12, look at the top 25 now and get to 12. You really want to see those, like the 11th team play?
I don't hate it. First of all, college football to me is barely even a sport. I think it's a joke.
Oh, see, I like college football. Ugh. But I just feel like I'm going to have to watch some sacrificial lamb play another,
That's what college
team.
Football is. Why is that different than any other week in college football?
But, I mean,
football?
Ohio State's
it's a
always
sport
good.
Of
Alabama's always
lambs.
Good. Clemson, like, if you told me 8, I could get around 8. 12? It feels like a lot.
But it gives you the opportunity for some fun stuff to happen. And I don't think you get that with 4. It opens the door
okay, so
for some
could I go 6? I think I'm bringing up the AP college poll here. So that's Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is 12. I need to see Oklahoma State play. I mean, really? So these are the matchups you're going to get. You're going to get Notre Dame is the 5 against Oklahoma State. Texas A&M against Oregon. Utah against Baylor and Michigan, Oklahoma. I guess it's fine. I don't know. I think 12 feels like a lot. And then what's going to happen when one? So 12 is going to, I guess, do you reseed this? I don't know how you do it. Just say, for argument's sake, 8 plays 9. So now you're going to have a mediocre team play a juggernaut in the 1-8 matchup that'll be over in the second quarter. But nobody competes with Alabama anyway.
All right. Yeah, I find it to be somewhat interesting, but I'm the last person who should speak on it, considering I think college football is an utter and complete joke.
Well, so. Well, I don't understand. Why do you not like it?
For some reason, even though it's the same sport, it just doesn't feel like the same sport to me.
Do you like college basketball?
I do.
See, I feel like there's a big disparity from college basketball to the NBA as well.
In terms of skills, yes. But it's almost like they're playing a different game in college basketball. But they play so hard. It's such a great brand of basketball and team ball that I enjoy it. College football, it's like during a given week, what percentage of the games are lopsided and stupid?
So don't you agree with me then?
About the 12,
if you're saying lopsided and stupid, then 12 is just it's just too much. It's overkill, I think.
I would just think that those lopsided games happen early in the season when teams are setting their own schedule and you have, Morgan State going up against Clemson. But when you get to that point where it's the final 12 teams at the end of the season, no, I think it's good.
All right. So yeah, I mean, I'm not watching 4. So I guess you'd have like 4 games and over a weekend, and then the next weekend you have another 4. And now it's going to turn into the NFL postseason is what it's going to turn into.
I mean, listen, I'm already not watching. They're having games on New Year's Eve, for God's sake. The whole thing is set up weird, in my opinion.
Well, how about when they have like the college football playoff on New Year's Eve?
That's what I mean.
Right. I mean, that's just like what are you doing?
I always find that very weird.
I mean, and I like college football, but I'm sorry, I'm not watching college football at 8:30, like Clemson, Georgia at 8:30 on New Year's Eve.
But if the Giants kicked off at 11:45 p.m., you'd be watching.
100%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Joe Shane for a moment, shall we?
Yeah, I'd like him.
What are his expectations for Daniel Jones?
Yeah, again, I'm not going to get into the expectations, but I'm happy where he is. I think you guys saw the two preseason games he played in. I think he played well. You guys were here for the Jets practice. I think he performed well in the Jets practice. So, again, I know You know, so people are getting on him, you know, early on. And again, it's, you know, Wink's defense, and he's sending people from left field, and we're not game planning for that. So while he's also trying to, you know, be on the same page with some of the receivers. So I think Daniel's in a good place. I'm happy where he is. And but again, we all know everybody's got to go perform on Sundays, and that's when the evaluations will really start.
Shane was also asked about Kenny Golladay.
He's good. He's come to work every day. Great kid, works hard, knows his assignments. I don't think he missed a practice. I mean, he's been available. Other than spring, he had a little procedure, but you know, he's been good.
Yeah, great.
Didn't give you much there, huh?
Oh, the only thing he can say about Kenny Golladay is he shows up for practice.
I got it.
Wonderful. That's it. When you paid him like $72 million, I was hoping he was going to show up for practice. And maybe a little more, Peter.
I got to tell you, that didn't impress me terribly.
What, you know, the soundbite or the signing?
Well, both.
Well, what's he going to say? They can't cut him.
Right. He doesn't have a lot of options.
Trying to put a somewhat positive spin, but I love it. It's like, what do you say about this guy? Well, I mean, he shows up for practice. Terrific.
So, rosters, of course, expanding in Major League Baseball, and the Yankees have promoted one of their top prospects in Oswald Peraza. He will be a part of the big league club in 98 games with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. I forget what we came up with.
I think it's Barry.
It is. It is. We heard it's mostly Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah. Is how do you say his name, by the way? Peraza, his first name.
I say Oswald.
Is it Oswald?
I can't imagine it's Oswald.
I don't know. Anthony will know. Anthony, how do you say his first name?
Pretty sure it's Oswald.
Yeah, it's Oswald, of course.
I could be wrong.
Where's he from?
I don't have that information.
All right. Well,
Venezuela.
Yeah, I just assumed in
Venezuela.
Where
do you go to college, Dave?
I don't think he went to university, no.
Wow, you're good.
But to the point of him being from Venezuela, I just don't see that in Venezuela. They're like, hey, Oswald. I just don't see it, though. I imagine it's Oswald. But I could be wrong.
Oswald? So he's
Oswald.
A German in your
Oswald.
World.
Oswald.
Oswald.
Oswaldo. Well, like, what the other Oswaldo on the team is Oswaldo, right? Cabrera. Oswaldo Cabrera, correct?
I don't.
Jesus, welcome! Either way, Peraza. Let's focus on Peraza, okay? When he was playing in AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre, he was Here's what he had. Slashing .258, .329, .440, 18 home runs, 16 doubles, 49 RBIs, 56 runs scored. He's 22 years old. He's a shortstop, and he's the Yankees' third-ranked prospect. You know who's ahead of him?
I know Volpe is.
Yep, and the other one?
Dominguez?
That's right.
Yeah.
When do you think we'll see Dominguez? 2 years?
Oh, you're years away from seeing him. Yeah, he's an A-ball now.
A-ball?
A-ball.
I know, but you said it like Brian Daboll's last name.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant he's an A-ball. I would say he's at least 2 years away.
Yeah, the supposedly projections have him at 2024 would be what we'd
mean. Which would be?
Two years from now. Yeah, good job. The Jets have reportedly restructured linebacker C.J. Mosley's salary in 2022 to create some cap space. According to Field Yates, they converted $14.88 million of Mosley's base salary into a signing bonus to free up $11.9 million in cap space for this upcoming season. For 2022, Mosley's cap hit is now $5.6 million. The Jets' future hits will be $21.46 million in 2023, $21.45 million in 2024. And now he has void years in 25 and 26.
Yeah, all right. It's a little housekeeping there for the Jets.
Yeah, trying to find a little room to be able to potentially add to this thing. Now, what's your plan for the night? Are you watching the... Some
we have
baseball?
Some plans. You know, we have
some Mets Nationals from some Yankees Rays.
I'm gonna do a little Mets Nationals. I'm gonna do a little Yankees Rays. I'm gonna do some Serena tennis match. So I got some things going on here.
Are you gonna be able to consume all these live, or what are you gonna do here? Are you busy? Do you have to
not see? Every? I mean, something's gonna. I think the Yankees might. Like to see the Yankees. I don't know. I haven't really come up with a.
From a sports standpoint, not a fan standpoint.
I actually don't like nights like this. Is too much for me. I feel very, and I'm not exaggerating with you, I feel very stressed out of what we have. tonight.
I feel like, from a sports standpoint,
yeah,
what should be put on the side is actually the Mets.
Yeah, but that's my team. I think you're right.
But I am right. That game should be a nothing burger.
Like, yes. I mean, the Mets should be like, all right, sixth inning, you check in, see where we are. You have a 5-0 lead. All right, let's flip off to something else. But that's my team. So right. I can't do that.
Right. It's not
nights like this, I find, and I bet you Gundling does as well, I find very stressful because you got the three events that you'd like to watch, and sadly,
no, it can feel like too much. All right, guys, here's the plan. Coming up next, I am going to get into a car and do the program while traveling from the Upper West Side of Manhattan to Flushing, Queens, to see the greatest women's tennis player of all time try to extend her U.S. Open through a third round.
This okay? is going to be an unmitigated disaster.
I do not think that's true at all. If you're watching on YES, enjoy the pregame and the Yankees and the Rays. If you're listening on 98.7 ESPN and ESPN New York, we'll be back in moments, live from the car on the way to the U.S. Open.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.